Joining me is former Hereford United Vice Chairman Tim Russon. Tim, you were known to Hereford fans due to your work on Central New South, but what made you decide to come to Edgar Street and become the Vice Chairman?
Well, at the time I was just looking to be involved in football, and I'd sort of thought about several different things to do, and then all of a sudden one day I was sitting scanning the internet, and up popped a news story that Graham Turner was selling his majority shareholding. I thought, oh, that's interesting, because I've always had a soft spot for Hereford, because they were one of the teams that I sort of followed in Central South. And I rang Graham, I knew Graham well. I've been known him, first knew Graham when he was Shrewsbury Town player manager, and I was there the day he took over at Villa Park, and so I sort of followed him around the country doing certain things. And I knew Graham well, and I rang him and I said, look, you know, what's the score? I'm interested, I didn't know what level. And I went across and had a chat, and it sort of went on from there, and then it all happened very quickly. And initially I was just thinking, well, I'll be part of a consortium or use my expertise in sort of press and media publicity to sort of help the club. But then I sort of found myself, you know, more or less in the hot seat, and it was all a bit quick really, but it's just one of those things that happened, and it was on the spur of the moment. Probably should have had a bit more time to think about it, but you know, those sort of things only come once along in life, so you took your chance and went with it.
When did you first meet David Keat?
I first met him, well, we were sort of put together, because when I went to Hereford, I met another party who was interested in taking over the club, and he was a very nice guy, a lot of experience, but I didn't quite think he was right for me. And then Graham said, do you want to take the club? Why don't you take the club on your own and do it yourself? And I think at the time that was just a bit too tall an order, because I knew football. I've been involved with football since I was 18 years old and knew lots of people in the game. I had lots of good contacts. But I didn't really have what you would call a serious business background, because journalists, I don't think, are businessmen really. So I just wanted somebody that would have experience of running businesses and balance sheets and accounts and all that sort of business. And David Keat had also expressed an interest in the club, and we were kind of put together by Graham and Joan, and we met up and it went on from there.
Simon Davey was your first appointment, but he was sacked after 10 games. Do you think he should have been given a little bit more time?
I think at the time, I think I was the one that was sort of more unhappy. I think if it had been left to David Keaty, that he would have been given more time. But I just felt at the time it wasn't right. I just didn't think it was working. I think, be fair to Simon, he'd come in and had an incredible task to try and, you know, build a team from nothing, not a huge amount of money to use, and he brought in lots of new players, and we sort of went through that sort of period of there was just a new player every day, every match was something new in the team, and it just wasn't gelling. And I remember going to one game, I think it was Burton Albion away, and I just sat and watched that, and I just thinking, you know, with all due respect to players, it was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from any league team, and I just didn't think we were just on the mark at all. I just think something had to happen, and I think we were worried that we were in danger if we got cast adrift at the bottom of that early stage. You know, how would we have come back? Because we didn't have lots of money to spend on lots of new players, and we'd kind of more or less done what we could do. And I just don't think it was working, really, and I think that's why we took the decision.
How important was the cup run to the club's finances? Because we reached the fourth round and played Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough.
Well, I mean, it was huge. I mean, the thing that I think I came to realise pretty quickly was how hard it is for clubs such as Hereford to stay alive. I mean, to be fair to Graham Turner did a magnificent job just keeping the club, you know, going on the breadline. But I think in looking back, you know, what was needed was investment, really. And we didn't have, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of pounds to invest. And you know, since Hereford, I then went to have a couple of years on the board at Cheltenham. And again, very much similar circumstances in that clubs that have limited support and limited sort of opportunity to make money away from football, it's incredibly hard task to just keep going season after season after season. And you know, it can be quite dispiriting because you're always fighting a battle. You know, you start the season thinking, I want to survive in League Two. And if you do any better than that, then that's a bonus. So the FA Cup run, or any cup run, is just, oh, I mean, it's just manna from heaven. And to see the money rolling in, it's just, I mean, it's wonderful. It makes a difference between profit and loss and sometimes survival and break. You know, I mean, it can, I mean, apart from stirring the fans and giving them something special, and the players as well, it lifts the whole place. But, you know, financially, I mean, a cup run can make a club. And then you look back in history, and I think people like Exeter and Crawley and Burton have had big cup games. And yeah, they've had enough. They've made enough money to keep them going for, you know, two, three, four seasons. And it's life changing, basically.
Do you think the following season there were too many people involved, because there was Jamie Pittman, Gary Peters, Richard Sneakers, Russell Holt, and Richard O'Kelly, and it kind of lost a little bit of cohesion?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we lost the way. What happened? Jamie came in and did a great job. And Jamie was a wonderful guy, smashing lad, and he really put his heart and soul into it. And initially, I sort of got in touch with Lenny Lawrence, because again he'd been recommended through sort of friends of mine. And Lenny came in and did a fabulous job. I mean, Lenny was a really good guy, and what was so remark about Lenny was he had no real sort of ambitions to be in charge. He just wanted to help, and he was a genuine guy. And then, of course, out of the blue, he got an offer to go to Crystal Palace, which, no way we could ever sort of stand in the way of such an offer. After Lenny, David Kevin came in, and again, he was a good guy. He was a good number two. He gave good support. Then he went at the end of the season because he got a better offer, I think, from Stoke. And then the next season, we never really fill that gap. You know, it was a bit hit and miss, I think, and we never got the right partnership. Again, Gary Peters came in because he was a very experienced head, and I don't think, you know, I think him and Jamie saw things differently, and it just didn't work out, really. And then, of course, at the end, we made other changes, and I just think there were too many cooks. And I think one of the key things when you look at the successful clubs like Man United and Arsenal is continuity is everything. And once you've got somebody good or a team that's good, you've got to stick with them. And we chopped and changed too often, really.
You left Hereford in May 2012 after the relegation. And what were the reasons behind your departure?
The reasons, as I say, at the time, was I just felt that decisions were being made and actions were being taken without my sort of full knowledge, and I just felt uncomfortable at the way things were going on in the boardroom and certain things that happened at the club. I just felt uneasy about it, and I just didn't think we were going in the right direction. And to be honest with you, it wasn't working behind the scenes, and it's no good. Yeah, I mean, I could have stayed there and battled on, but that wouldn't have done the club any good. If you've got, you know, chairman and vice chairman at odds against each other as to how or what policy should run the club. So, I mean, it was one of those things I just thinking, and I wasn't enjoying myself. I mean, I think the first season was fabulous, and we had a great time, and it was you know, very, very challenging. I think the second year, because we had lots of financial problems, I think the second year was just hard work, and it's and again, I admire, you know, directors and chairman and people at football clubs like Hereford and lower league clubs that do it year after year after year, because it is incredibly difficult to try and balance the books and keep the team going and try and satisfy people.